Let's talk a little Carroll Tiger softball here today as head coach Ryan Galagos is joining us. We take a look back at the 2021 summer season. And, Coach, appreciate your time here today.
Thanks. Appreciate you and all you guys do. And it's just good to be talking.
I know, and I know not excited right now to be doing this interview as early. You guys were hoping to still be playing, played really well here, especially in the postseason and late in the season, Coach. And I got to bring it up, you know, five of the eight teams down at the state tournament all coming out of the Raccoon River Conference. So that the schedule for you guys is always challenging. The record never indicates how good of a softball team you have.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's really cool to see five Raccoon River teams in the state championships, but it's also heartbreaking, especially when you look at, you know, how we played them and things like that. And, you know, you start thinking about the what could have been and should have been and stuff like that. And maybe if we won a few more games, we get a home game and maybe it's a little bit different. So, I don't know, it's a tough conference, but we've – you and I talked early mid-season about how we needed to get past that mindset of the conference is so tough and, yep, well, here come the winter sets and the ADMs and the Carlisles and, you know, really get into that mindset of, well, here are the Carroll Tigers too, and we're pretty darn good as well. But everybody just talks around us all this time, this negativity of how great everybody else is and not how great we are and or how great we could be. And so I think that sits hard with the girls. It sits hard with the coaches, the parents, the media, everybody, just kind of like, oh, here we go again. So I think that's going to be a big goal for everybody next year, is to really move past that.
Coach, do you think the girls started to do that late this season? I look at some of the scores, a 2-1 loss to North Polk, a 6-1 loss to Bondurant Farrar. I know you got shut out by Carlisle and Boone back-to-back, but just 5-0 and 6-0. You lose 13-11 to Gilbert, and then you go over to a top-five ranked team in ADM, and you play right with them there in the postseason, ended up losing 7-0. But those closer scores than maybe they were early in the season.
Yeah, you know, I think I went and told them that nobody thinks we can beat these girls. And so we just need to tune out the noise and realize that, you know, on paper, we're better than them. I mean, ADM had four girls that beat us. You know, they have four really good hitters. And, you know, on paper, we're better than them on things. So it's just the mindset of who wants to show up, who wants to play, you know, what team do we want to be. And I think kind of that mid-season, we had that talk of, you know, what does our identity need to be? You know, who wants to start playing with heart? Who wants to have, who wants to be that spark that kind of gets us going? And we made some lineup changes. We did some things, and I think we really started rolling a lot better. I think the girls kind of understood more of their role. They were super young, you know, one senior on the team, yep, and a bunch of sophomores starting and a freshman, and they're not in positions that they normally ever played. So it took us a while to kind of figure that stuff out. So, you know, I think we were really able to kind of figure out who we wanted to be there. Slipped up a couple more times later with that, and specifically like that ESAC game. But, you know, pretty much we just knew. We knew what we had to do. We came out with a good game plan. Even in that ADM game, we had a great game plan. And those first four girls, they just dug stuff out of the dirt. We couldn't do what we wanted to do. And the Bondurant coach and I were talking up to the, we were sharing kind of stats and scorebooks back and forth and stuff, and having, trying to put a game plan together for each other. And, you know, Bondurant went in and did the same thing, had the same type of game plan. And, you know, they lost to ADM on the walk off. They had them down, I think 3-2. And, those first four girls came back up to bat in the bottom of the seventh and ended up winning. So, It's just tough conference.
And I imagine, Coach, you mentioned it, just the one senior, and we'll talk about Chloe a little bit here, you know, much more later in the interview, but hard with a bunch of young kids and only one senior to be able to have a ton of success. Because like you said, you got kids that are learning the varsity level and having to learn, you know, right away, kind of in the fire.
Yeah. And it's really, it's really difficult to kind of see the speed of the game when you're at the freshman JV level. When you're just sitting and then watching the varsity stuff. But when you step in and you actually see the difference in the pitching at the varsity level, especially with some of these higher level teams, you see how the ball spins, and, you know, the ball's not just coming in flat like off of a machine. It's actually got spin to it, and it actually moves from one side of the plate to the other. It's a whole new thing, and it takes a while to catch up. I do think that some of those girls, some of our sophomores, and Parker were really able to really start getting on that, really starting to see that a lot better towards the end of the season. So, you know, it takes a while. It takes a while to make that adjustment.
Coach, where did you feel in the season like things really started to come together? You kind of mentioned the middle part to the end. Is that where you noticed it, or did you see that trend starting to come maybe a third of the way through the year?
It was after the Old Bull tournament. So whenever that was, you know, that's when we really had the just kind of sit down, talk, and the whole, you know, who do you want to be? You know, what do you guys want to be, and what type of team do you want to be? What do you want to be known for? Just those types of things. So we really had that talk, and it went really well. And again, we came back, we just moved some stuff around, moved some people around the batting order, did a couple different things, I think, with runners, like the next couple games after that. And it really did change the season for us.
Coach, which game did you feel was the best? I looked through the schedule a little bit, you know, and you got that big win over Dennis and Schleswig, who turned out to be pretty good, you know, at the end of the season and the mid part of the season. You know, you knocked off a nice Kemper ball club this year, beat a pretty good South Central Calhoun team, beat Creston. You swept everybody down there at that early Atlantic tournament. So which game or games kind of stand out for you?
The Atlantic tournament was fun. I think we played with a lot of enthusiasm there. Had to fight through a couple different things while we were down there, but really came together as a team in those games. And I think the girls really kind of understood that whole idea of fighting for each other and being on the team and fighting for that. Harlan and Creston, two really, really, really good teams. So those were great games. You know, I think some of the losses, some of that, like the ADM, the winner set, even going down to Carlisle, I know you said like it was 5-0, but that game got called because of lightning.
Yep.
In the fifth inning. But we were getting runners on base, and we were doing some things, and kind of Carlisle wears themselves down throughout the course of the game. They sub in a lot. You know, they have a lot of girls, and so they'll get somebody on base, and then they'll run, and so their girls are in and out. So they kind of break down towards the latter part of the game, just as far as what they do fielding-wise, because their starters a lot of times are out of the game. So I'm not saying that we were going to win. We're coming back in that game, but we were doing some things really well that were really encouraging for us.
Coach, one of the things I think fun for you, I would imagine, is watching the growth of the younger players, like a Parker Adams, you know, like a Chloe Cameron Schabel this year, or also a McKenna Vincent. Some of those young players, and Avery Burke, that seem to get a lot of time, Michaela Coffran, that really grew as the season went on.
Yeah, that's really the best part. We have an award that we give out at the end of the year for the most improved, and we joke about it. We say it's from, you know, suck to not sucked. that's really not what it is. It's it really is who's the most improved. And this year was difficult to try to determine who that is because they did make such vast improvements. You know, Parker was thrown in to second base. Parker's been kind of bred to maybe step into a catcher role and stuff. And we lost the center fielder and Ava was, you know, the very best person to run the outfield for us this year. So, you know, throwing her out there and then leaving that hole at second, where Ava spent all last year trying to figure out second base and, yep. and did an incredible job at second last year. So we move her out there and now we've got a hole and we've got two or three girls that can play second. And we just said, Parker, you have to do it. And, you know, she did great. McKaylee stepping in after Vanessa got hurt. You know, that was big, just kind of thrown in the fire. I think McKaylee's a good corner infielder, but I think she would much prefer first base if she has to pick a corner. She does some good stuff at shortstop. I don't think, you know, third base has ever been her thing. I think in the past we've had her at shortstop in JV games and stuff. And again, first base. And so just kind of throwing her over there because her arm was the best on those throws. It's just great watching everybody grow, watching Shay grow into an outfielder, doing the things that she was able to do out there. She's so stinking fast.
Yes.
Running stuff down and towards the end of the season, her having a great, great, great understanding of how to read the ball. I think at first that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Balls are getting cranked down the outfield and you're like, step forward, step back. But she did a great job of figuring that out. So yeah, seeing these younger girls grow is huge.
What did you see and how did you see the development of your pitching? You know, Alyssa Brandt missing an entire season the year before, coming back this year. Cam Schabel kind of getting to see more time in the circle as the season went on. So you guys got some younger pitchers to still be able to rely on and build on for next year?
Yeah, I think our pitching was really good. I was looking at that this morning, kind of prepping for this call, and we had I think between the two of them, 135, 140-ish strikeouts, something like that, which, you know, we were pretty excited 2 years ago when we finally got Julia to 100 strikeouts after all the success and stuff that she had had. So yep. I'm pretty pleased with what they did together in tandem. We kind of knew at the beginning of the season we had an idea and sort of a plan of what we're going to do pitching wise. It didn't pan out the way that we really wanted to. We had talked in last year and the years before about, you know, watching other teams that had some tandem pitching and being able to do that. So, you know, we really kind of moved into that direction this year of trying to get them both some time, trying to go through lineups and then switch pitchers and mix things up. And we had some success with that. We had some not success with that. So I think the two of them really working in the off season with some of their stuff, getting the change up down, I think they'll both be very, very, very good next year.
Coach, it's not new for you to get a chance to coach your daughter. You've done that for a long time now, but this year different. Senior year, last year of high school ball for her, it had to be a special year getting to watch what Chloe was able to do again this season.
Yeah, it was fast.
Yep.
You know, this was it went really, really, really fast. I tried to do that kind of enjoy every game type thing. But you kind of get lost in that while you're coaching everybody else and trying to make sure, you know, that we're still doing the team stuff and, you know, not make it about one play or anything. I think we did pretty decent with that. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe we focused some too much on her. I'm not sure. But Chloe's just a special kid. You know, she's a special player that any coach would love to have. You know, she's kind of stepped into a leadership role, and whether that's because she's a coach's kid or just because of who she is and how much she knows the game and what she can do since, you know, really since she's an eighth grader. She's really really stepped up, really done some big things, some amazing things over the years. And that's just, that's not coaching. That's just her. That she just works her butt off. She's there early. She stays late. She plays softball all year. She just loves the game. And she's a joy to be around. And I think the girls like that. I think she's been really good, keeping girls kind of calmed down. And, so I think she's led them well. So that's what's really special, is just to be able to have that kid that does that. You know, she's not mouthy. She's not talking back. She's not, doing those things. She's that kid that everybody would just love to have, playing for them. And that's what's been special with Chloe.
And she's a fun one for us radio guys as well. Plays hard, fun to watch play, and then so knowledgeable when you get to do interviews. I always enjoy getting to listen to her knowledge of the game. Coach, five juniors for you guys this year, and it's a pretty special group. I know you lost one for the year early, and that was really sad because I think she's a special athlete as well. But Brielle Hinners, Josie Ayala, Alyssa Brandt, Vanessa Ayala, and McKenna Vincent, your junior group this year, going to have a bigger group to be able to lead next year, and some pretty special kids in that group as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really super excited about that group. It'll be our biggest senior class. That's something. We go around, we watch teams with, a lot of seniors, and they're the ones having a lot of success. And so them coming back, being able to lead, just again, seeing that in Chloe this year, that was like a big difference of like, man, she's playing like a senior. So how that translates into these other five is huge. I think Brielle is going to have, a breakout season. Josie's always played at a high level. We're expecting to see McKenna do some great big things, and, Vanessa, it was just a really tough, not no pun intended, but break for her. To go down early. I mean, she was having a great season. She hit two home runs in that Ogden tournament, goes and plays basketball on Sunday, falls down and tears her ACL and just done. So, that's one of those what might have been type scenarios.
Yep.
Having that other bat in there, I think tremendous next year.
Yeah, lots of talent in her. Hopefully she'll get healthy and be able to stay healthy. Coach, that junior group going to be fun next year. The sophomore is also very talented. You mentioned Ava Gross moving to the outfield and what a year she had. McKaylee Coffrin, we talked a little bit about her as well, and playing over there at short and especially at third. Shea Sinard coming on, and Kylie Reesberg, another one of those sophomores that has got now another year under her belt. You also had Cam Schabelt, who I thought this year started taking her game to another level.
Yeah, Cam really started to play big. And that's what we expect out of Cam. Cam's a great athlete, and so we expect her to play big. She matured really quickly in this, in her mindset and pitching. So that was a big difference between this year and last year. Cam, I don't know, like traditionally was a pitcher. I don't know that she wanted to be. She just started showing up for all the open gym sessions and things and just working really hard. And, just her mindset and her focus was really, really, really good there this year. Being able to shake some stuff off, getting in some 2-0, 3-0 holes and fighting back to strike girls out was really big. Getting us down some runs and being able to stay in the game. So Cam's great. Expecting like really some big things to continue from Cam. Ava's just that girl that we can pretty much move anywhere and do anything, and she just does it. She works hard, she fights hard. She's another one of those kids that's really good, really a joy to coach. She gets frustrated with herself a little bit too much, and she thinks everyone around her is frustrated, but they're not. So she needs to kind of grow through that a little bit and just realize like, I can get out of this rut myself. I don't need to dwell on this. But moving her, you know, I'm not sure what we'll do with her next year. I don't know if she'll be moving back in or if she'll stay out there, or if we'll, you know, we'll move her somewhere totally different. I'm not sure, but I know she'll just do whatever we want her to. McKaylee, again, you know, that corner infield spot, you know, her stepping in and doing that was really big. She did great. Yeah, that's a really good class of girls there too. Shay running in the outfield. Shay, I'll tell you, Shay probably didn't have the year batting that she wanted to, but she worked harder at batting than probably any girl I've ever seen. She would come in early, do a ton of tee work, spend time in the cage, ask questions. Hey, what am I doing here? Ask other girls. She spent some time with Chloe. You know, what am I doing here? And then, you know, we went to Nevada and she hit the home run. So this is crazy. She worked hard. She's another one of those girls that just kind of needs to understand, like, hey, I just need to hit the ball and I don't need to kill it. Let's just put it in play and I don't get down on myself if I strike out. Because Shay's a heck of an athlete.
Yeah, fun. And like you said, she's one of the hardest working and most dedicated athletes out there. Coach, I think one of the special things for me about your team is that you have such great kids and great athletes and great players coming up at every grade. You look at that freshman class, you talked about Parker Adams having to move out to second base, and I thought did a really nice job and swung the bat well for you as just a freshman. Avery Burke comes in as your DH this year and had a nice year for you. Gabby Oberding came in late in the year and showed an awful lot of pop in that bat. And then you had the two girls that came in probably kind of like Shay last year that have a chance to maybe see their you know, time grow a little bit in the future. But Macy Kennebeck and Brenna Goins gave you great runners, you know, on the bases this year as both pinch runners and courtesy runners. So that freshman group's got some really good talent as well.
Yeah, they do. I don't remember when it was, at what point that we kind of brought Gabby aside. We started Gabby at JV, kind of had a talk with her at the beginning of the season, like, hey, this is where you're at. And then she just hit the heck out of the ball in the freshman and JV levels. And so we just, you know, say, hey, we want you to come hit. We want you to come, you know, we might get you in some games, might not get you in some games. I don't know, but here's a jersey. And she was so excited. She's probably one of the most humble and respectful players on the team, at least towards the adults. I don't know how she is towards the other girls, but at least towards the coaches. She comes in, works hard. And, you know, I'll always remember putting her into that Ballard game and you know, being down 11-0 and her cranking that home run to yeah, give us another chance to go back out onto the field. So, I guess maybe it was 10, whatever, but her hitting that home run, and that's just that'll always be a special moment. That, and then coming back the next day and her next at bat hitting another one against Gilbert to tie the game, like that was it was crazy. So her doing that was great. The two littles that we call them, Macy and Brenna, those two are tremendous middle infielders. They're great runners. They're fast. One of them may be working some outfield stuff here and there, but those really good, really humble kids, really good kids who work hard. Parker, we talked about her. Avery Burke, probably we can say over and over who's the hardest worker on the team and keep going back and forth and making arguments for everyone. But Avery's always in that conversation. She's probably the toughest kid on the team, got the most grit, most determination, just really plays all out all the time, a little bit too much sometimes. But she's one of those girls that this year, you know, maybe she's playing second base. Maybe she's playing third base. Maybe she's playing right field. You know, we DH'd her for that reason. Somebody goes down, she's the one that's going to go in somewhere, anywhere. Just having her having that ability to have that type of utility player, kind of like Ava, where we could just kind of throw her wherever we need to do is great.
Coach, and a few other girls on the roster that probably didn't see a ton of varsity time but grew probably in the JV, Chloe Jones, Olivia Rowetter, and also Emma Kuhlman.
Yeah, special thanks for those three as they continue on, kind of get some more reps, some more things, see some more stuff, see some more varsity at-bats, just kind of being around the varsity game, sitting and watching and just kind of seeing how it goes. You know, that's another thing. We don't have a junior high program, and the travel ball stuff around here isn't big. And so, and these girls are all multi-sport athletes, which is great. So they don't see a ton of softball. So these girls coming in have maybe played at the 14U level a little bit here and there, but you know, coming in and playing varsity softball, even just being around, again, the speed of a varsity softball game is way different, and that takes an adjustment. And so them being able to do that and see that, some other JV players that we had and some freshman players that were able to see that this year that did really well, the eighth graders. You know, if we could figure out how to put a junior high program together, I think that would go a long way into us being up there as one of those five teams, like, because, you know, all these other teams have those and they're developing girls a little bit more efficiently.
Coach, you know, with just the one senior, though, the future looks good for this program, I would say.
Yeah, I think it looks great. I think, you know, we're at the end of 5 years, kind of went through all of this Chloe stuff, and she's we've built a really good foundation. And yep. I think now we're through that whole, you know, this is who we started with. We came in. This is the program. This is how we're going to run the program. This is how we're going to do things. You know, there were girls that kind of had to adjust into that. The girls that were older than Chloe. Now everybody's kind of there. Everybody knows, like, hey, this is how we do things. And I think that the foundation that we've built over these years is really huge and really key into moving into the future. Kind of everybody seeing what we expect as coaches and what the other girls now expect. You know, having these juniors that are seniors now who are going to have these high expectations for everybody behind them, you know, to come up and do this, and the expectations that the juniors will have for the sophomores and the sophomores for the freshmen and all of that. That kind of gets to be important in the game of softball.
Well, Coach, I appreciate all you do for us all season long. You and I kind of give each other a hard time a lot, and I find that a lot of fun. So I look forward to these conversations. I appreciate all the time all season long, and I appreciate you joining us here today.
Well, thank you. Again, we appreciate everything you guys do. Appreciate all you guys coming out, doing the broadcast, and putting up with all the stuff, and late stats or no stats or whatever, doing that. And, you know, just want to thank, you know, all the fans and the community for all the support and everything, and looking forward to next year.
You bet. Head Coach Ryan Galagos again with the Carroll Tigers softball program.